the of course, because it's shacharit for weekdays and people actually pray shacharit before they go to work, it is supposed to be short, not very long, and you don't have time for too many melodies, and everything is very simple nusach. I just want to comment about a few things. There is a gradation in the music, and it goes from one phase to the other in the shacharit service. The beginning is it goes from very simple melodies in the the Psukei Dezimah, Birkot HaShachar and Psukei Dezimah, it becomes more elaborate in the Ahava Rabba mode, a simple Ahava Rabba mode, beginning in Yishtabach. Yishtabach Shimcha Yohad Malkeinu, very simple Ahava Rabba mode. But in order to do that, you start with Kil Adonai HaMelucha in this mode. So Psukei Dezimah are in the minor mode, and then the Shema section, with a preface to the Shema section with the Yishtabach, are in the Ahava Rabba mode, but a very simple rendition of the Ahava Rabba mode. Then the Amidah, you go higher up. From a musical point of view, and the paradox of it is that you're going to simpler music. The Amidah is a very simple scale, a pentatonic scale. Pentatonic means five notes with some additional help notes. Like a Chinese scale. If you play it on the keyboard, you can play it on the black keys only. So it's a very simple kind of mode for the tefillah, and also one of the most ancient chants that we have. So this grading, even within this simple, very simple service. And the idea was to have the people the feeling that they enter into a temple. They are for Psukei Dezimah, they are outside in a courtyard of the temple. For the Shema and its blessing, they come into the temple. And for the Amidah, they are in the Holy of Holies. Now, if you remember something from the history, the temple itself was very lavishly embellished with the menorah and the shewbread table made of gold and so on. But when you enter the Kodesh Kodashim, the Holy of Holies, there was nothing there. Very simple. The Ark was there in the first temple, but in the second temple there was no Ark. So, kind of paradoxically, when you come to the Amidah, it is the older and the simpler kind of scale of them all. And then you gradually retreat back through the Kaddish and other prayers, Aleinu and so on, you retreat back. This is the idea of the weekday. It is also present in holiday, Shabbat and holiday. ideas of Nusach, but in the weekday it's the simplest and the purest way of expressing it. Okay, so this is about the Tefillah. Now let's go into the our worship. What we need to do is to talk about and discuss, and I'm very happy that we have time with us today, some of the Nusach pieces of Shacharit for Rosh Hashanah. And of course the same applies to Shacharit of Yom Kippur. So the beginning of the great the phase that you enter the temple, so to speak, in the in Rosh Hashanah is Hamelech. And as David pointed out, in most of the Machzorim, in the prayer books, the word Hamelech is printed in big letters in the Rosh Hashanah prayer book. It's not printed in Shabbat prayer books in such big letters, because we are dealing with the kingdom of God, and although it's subject to many interpretations, the kingdom, the royalty, is expressed in two ways in the music. One is majesty, and the other one is a little bit of fear, a little bit of reverence and fear before the king. Now this, of course, goes back to medieval times, and part of us is still in the medieval times. Part of the Jewish tradition is still in the medieval times and will be there forever. And so we use this medieval kind of feeling in order to express our own a way of revering God. And therefore, Hamelech is very, very important even today. So, just one thing that you should know. In traditional synagogues, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Hamelech was sung by the Chazan from his seat. In other words, the Chazan would sit among the people at the beginning of the Shacharit service. Somebody else, a layman, knowledgeable layman, would lead the service until then. Then the Chazan would prefer to sit next to the poor people at the back of the synagogue, so as to include everybody in this kind of prayer. And he would start the Hamelech from the seat and walk to the Bima. And therefore, the Hamelech was sung with great embellishment, melody without words, until you come to Hamelech. Some of the motifs were taken from the Kol Nidrei service. Something like that. Aha. Hamelech, he would stand at the pulpit and sing and continue. Hayoshev al kisei ram v'nisa. And now we don't do this anymore. At least I don't think that you in your synagogues they list it. You do that? Okay, very good. Okay, now, so that's very good. So I'm so glad that we have Chaim. Chaim, please. Could you sing it for us?
Amen. Amen. Sheva Kiseram Nisa.
Okay. And what do we have?
Yeah, it depends on your mood. I mean, you can extend it as much as you want.
But you still do it from the your place and then go to the.
No, definitely. I was completely standing.
You're already standing there. Yeah. You're standing there. Okay. What do we have on the recording of Yom Melech? Can we hear this? It's 14. Now listen. Why did I bring it up this way? This is actually the nusach that you will find in Lewandowski, and I'll point you up to the two places in Lewandowski that it appears. One is Kol Rina Utfila, and on page 98, number 144. And then in Todah v'Zimra, second part, page 166. Todah v'Zimra, page one. I'm sorry, second part, zweiter Teil, page 166, which you will of course have on the on the web, and you can always refer to the music. Now, the difference between the first version of Lewandowski and the second version of Lewandowski is simply that the second version is accompanied first with an organ and then with a choir. When it comes to Hallelujah, Tzadikim, Adonai, Lai Sharim, Navat Hila, this is accompanied by the choir. Now, please be careful about the wording. Every machzor has somewhat a slight difference of wording when it comes to Befi Yesharim. Here we have, okay, you want to comment about?
Yes, only there is a difference between the Machzor and the Sidur. The machzor is
the Ashkenazi version.
In the Sidur, we took the Sephardi version, which then spells out not just Yitzchak, but also Rivka in the letters. They are bigger in the Sidur. So when you sing it on Rosh Hashanah, watch the wording.
So watch the wording there. The wording is also somewhat different, slightly different from the one that you have in Lewandowski, but it doesn't really matter. The melody remains exactly the same on it. Okay. Very important to have the recording, to listen to the recordings, sometimes the quality of the recording is not that great. I would love to have Chaim re-recorded in stereo, fantastic stereo, and with echo and something like that. But it is enough to listen to that and to know what how to sing it. So Chaim, would you do us a favor and teach us to us?
What should I teach?
The Hamelech.
Yeah. Nee, ik zeg, I think if at the moment you got the point or the melody somehow, you can extend as much as you want. You can make it as long as as short as you can, depending on your fantasy or your mood or from the moment. That's what I learned from my rabbi. He taught me, go on, do what you like, make it as big as possible. So I started at home and the family threw me out. But it's true, everyone likes it. I mean, this is lovely. Well, you can try. All of you can try. Who wants to try?
No.
Why not?
Helma, how do you sing it?
Can anybody else sing? How do you sing it?
I don't sing it. It's very important. I can sing it now, but I don't. I never sang it in
Israel. Anybody else?
Yeah. How do you sing it?
I did it. Different melody.
What's that?
Which one?
From Shikat HaKohanim. And David approved it. I liked it, so the congregation would know it. But then I had more breath and I took my time. And I didn't end it low because he told me to end high, so I did something, so I ended high.
Okay, that's all nice trials and things like that, but we need to learn the nusach. Okay, so let's let's do just that, and so I will take over, and we'll do bit by bit the Amelech in the simplest way that we have here in Lewandowski. Then you can add your own whatever. So it starts. Just again. Up to the high point, we go ah ah. You start ha melech. Okay, let's try to do it. Very good. Let's do it again. And then it immediately changes mood. Yoshev al kisei ram venisa. And we can do Yoshev al kisei ram venisa. We can do it this way. Yoshev al kisei ram venisa. We do ram venisa. Yoshev al kisei ram venisa. Let's do the two things together. Yoshev al kisei ram venisa. Okay, let's do it again. First part and the second part. Amelech Yoshev Dararam. Again, pentatonic. It's a very old.
Hayoshev.
Okay. Here it's Hayoshev instead of Hayoshev. Hayoshev al kisei ram venisa. Exactly as it is in the Machzor. In some machzorim it's Yoshev al kisei ram venisa, and that's the way Lewandowski has it. But if it's written Hayoshev al kisei ram venisa, then you sing Hayoshev al kisei ram venisa.
And if you pay attention, that it's actually written piano, so softly until melech. We shouldn't. Like.
Right. Yeah, that's the way it should be done. And so, well, first we know the notes, then we improve on the dynamics. Yeah. Let's do it again. And we'll try while we're doing it. We'll try to keep it in the way Gilad said. Piano. Now again, piano. Now, Shochein Ad. Okay? For some of you, it is too low. Then we'll try to raise it a little bit. I already see Eva trying to sing it two octaves above. Yo, Shochein Ad, Aharon, Vekadosh. That's very low. So. Just the show. Between lechatchila and bedeavad. Lechatchila means, in the first place, what we should have done is prepare papers for this. Bedeavad means, as we are now, we don't have papers. So we learn it without the papers, because the copying will take us a long time to do. It will take us less time to practice it and then to look at it in the paper. Okay? And it's true that for next time we'll have a bunch of papers for every little thing that we have. But we're sorry we don't have right now. We apologize. Right now, we to go to the machine and to copy it and all that kind of thing takes us more time than to learn it. So we learn it. Shochein ad marom vekadosh shemo vechatu. And now the main, this is only leading. Vechatu ranenu tzadikim badonai laisharim navadeina. So we learn this. Ranenu tzadikim badonai laisharim navadeina.
Ranenu tzadikim Adonai Laisharim Navadeina.
Okay, let's do instead of Ranenu Tzadikim as it is written in the music, we'll try to improve on it. Ranenu Tzadikim, Ranenu Tzadikim Adonai Laisharim Navadeina. Let's do from the beginning of our Melech Tom. We start.
Show.
if you remember Shochenad, Shochenad, the same thing goes Befi Yesharim, Tithalal. Befi Yesharim, Tithalal. Again.
Befi Yesharim, Tithalal.
And then we go with the Rei, Tzadikim, Tidbarach. Continuation of the same melody. Uvdivrei tzadikim tidbarach. Uvdivrei tzadikim tidbarach. And uvilshon chasidim titromam. Again, the repetition of the melody that we had before. Uvilshon chasidim titromam. Again.
Uvilshon chasidim titromam.
Now, uvkerev kedoshim, uvkerev kedoshim is a repetition of a melody that we heard before, but a little bit embellished. Uvkerev kedoshim. How are you used to do David Vishtabach? No. Vishtabach Shimcha is it read or chanted or?
Yes. It's a chazan note.
Okay.
It starts almost.
Now, The problem with Lewandowski then, the problem with Lewandowski in this case is that he follows the Orthodox Siddur, and for the Ishtabach, he gives us only the Baruch Atah Adonai El Melech Gadol Batishbachot, only the end. But we need also some nusach for the beginning. Do we have it on the recording?
Yes, I remember now. It's on the recording too.
It's on the recording too? Can we hear the recording of the Ishtabach exactly as it is done here?
It is, yeah.
Okay. See, one of our problems, but it's also a good asset, and that is that we move around from the oral tradition as it was shaped here during a few centuries, and from Chazan to Chazan, and we have here Chaim as a representative of this kind of tradition. That is Sephardi Portuguese.
Yeah.
Oh, well, don't confuse us with the Sephardi Portuguese.
Yeah. We had a long time in the build-up years a Portuguese chazan. So we have a number of Portuguese influences this way.
It comes back into the melody.
But this is how it's been done.
It comes back into this melody.
A long time ago, 1970s, Leo Spear. Leo Spear. Before you were born.
Okay, so what
so
now
if
is.
You want to know what we do? This was it.
This was it. Okay. It's like the old the story about.
This is
what you do in the Shema.
Yes, exactly. This is what does. This is what Brahma does.
Okay, so Brahma, Chaim, would you sing to us the Ishtabach the way you do it?
Ishtabach. What is it?
58. Malkeinu ha'el, ha'melech ha'gadol, v'ha'kadosh v'ha'shemayim u'v'aretz. Hilchana Adonai Eloheinu v'Elohe avoteinu, shiru shvacha, halel v'zimra, brachot v'horaot me'ata v'ad olam. Baruch atah Adonai, el melech gadol, v'tishbachot v'horaot, adon hanifla'ot. Avoke b'shire zimra melech Erche ha'olaot
ha'olamim
Olamim.
So this is indeed a kind of a combination of Portuguese and Portuguese and Lewandowski. I mean, I would never.
He's singing about Olamim, so we have two words, and that's Naskalat and Sephardi. We combine them.
That's very nice, but how do I know how to teach it?
Don't. Then just learn it from here.
Okay, so.
It's also in the Portuguese method.
No, that's the difference. There is a difference. Shofet Kolaretz is a piyut. And a piyut, it's very nice to have a piyut in the Portuguese melody or things like that. But the nusach, when it comes to the core nusach, the Shofet Kol Haaretz is not core nusach. It's not the main nusach. And there, in Shofet Kol Haaretz, it's a lovely thing to have a Portuguese melody or. But when it comes to the nusach of Ishtabach, then there is a problem there.
Shofet Kol Haaretz is Yom Kippur, so it's
I heard about
he heard about my complaint that there is a kind of a mixture between Portuguese and...
Yes. Next time we tell you the story of the Shofet Kolar.
Yes.
Okay. The whole history. Yeah.
Fine. So when it comes to a piyut like El Adon, if you have a Portuguese melody for El Adon and it fits somehow into the scheme of the tefillah, then it's very nice to include that. As a matter of fact, we in Jerusalem, we have a whole Slichot service. In addition to the Slichot service, the Ashkenazi Slichot service, we have a Sephardi Slichot service with that we fit into the main Yom Kippur service. And it works out very, very nicely.
Can I then suggest to you that you now do the Yishtabach that belongs to this Hamelach we've been doing, and that we record this and we put up here so we can come back into that correct Musach as we proceed. That's part of what we're doing, you know, correcting all the things that have been growing over the years, but now not just teaching it, but also collecting the material, ordering it, and getting it right. So I suggest we do that. And then
how much do
we have?
I'll go into the Romans. Yishtabach Shimcha La'ad Malkeinu Ha'el HaMelech HaGadol VeHaKadosh B'Shamayim U'Ba'aretz Ki Lecha Ana'ere Adonai Eloheinu ואלוהי אבותינו שיר ושבחה הליל וזמרה ברכות והודאות מעתה ועד עולם ברוך אתה אדוני אל מלך גדול בתשבחות, אל ההודעות, אדון הנפלאות, הבוחר בשירי זמרה, מלך אל חי העולמים. Okay, so now we go to the Kaddish again in the Lewandowski thing. He
God will be on the website also in a short while.
He God Vehit Kadash Shemei Rabbah Be'ol Madim Rachirotei Ve'yamlich Malchutei Ve'chayechon Uv'yomechon Uv'chayei Dechol Beit Yisrael Ba'gala Uv'izman Karim Ve'imeru Amen יהי שמי רבא מברך לעולם ולעולמי עלמיה יתברך וישתבח ויתפר ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתהדר ויתעלה ויתהלל שמי דקדשה בריחו לילה ולילה מן כל בלחתה ושירתה תושבחתה ונחמתה דמירן ועלמה וימרו אמן ברכו את ה'
Adonai Hamevorach. Baruch Adonai Hamevorach. Le'olam evaren.
Please note, the Kaddish, this Kaddish, is not in the Masa.
No.
You go for Yishtabach straight to Baruch.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why don't you have Masa Kaddish there?
That's a good question. It's not my island venture, this is the old one. So,
the
Union Machzor, there may well be a Kaddish there, yes.
And we sing a Baruch Hu,
or not.
We sing a Baruch Hu in Shachri, same as it was.
Yes, that's right. Yes,
that's right. But that's what we do traditionally. We sing, like in the evening, we sing Baruch Hu.
That is a problem. Everything should be done in Shochenad melody.
In the Shabbat morning service, after the Shochenad, just have a Teresa Chassid Kaddish. In the holiday book, in the Masoreti, it's not there.
I don't know what to do about that.
Not yet.
I understand from Ram.
The way we sing the Baruch Hu in Shochri is wrong.
No, yes. I mean really. We talk about principles of Nusach, and one of the principles of Nusach is that there is evening and there is morning, and they're not the same. And the principle is that you reserve the Baruch Hu, and all this thing goes into the evening service, and only in the evening service, and the morning service Baruch Hu is exactly the same as HaMelech. Yeah. In time, HaMelech Melech. Baruch Hu et Adonai HaMevorach. Baruch Adonai HaMevorach. Le'olam HaMevorach.
You take the motive of HaMelech and you extend it.
Right, exactly.
How do you do the Shema in the morning, then?
Yeah.
Because we do it the same as in the evening. Shema Yisrael.
Yeah, that has nothing to do. That's
okay.
That's fine.
Shema is a melody.
Shema is a melody for the High Holy Days, which was transferred from the Torah service to this melody. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. Originally was done only in the Torah service. Only the Torah service. Later on, it was adapted to the Ne'ilah, Shema Yisrael, where you have, before the shofar blowing, where you have Shema Yisrael on the Ne'ilah service, it was adapted to that.
Yeah.
And later on, in the 19th century, when in Reform congregations and modern Orthodox congregations as well, they started to say the Shema Yisrael first by the Chazan and then repeated by the choir and the congregation, they used the same melody that was used before the Ark for the Torah service for the Shema in the service itself. So that became a minhag, and I don't think that we can contest it now. It should be like that. So Shema Yisrael. If you do it in the Arvit service and you do it in the Shacharit service, it's the same. That doesn't matter. But the entire Nusach should be reserved strictly for the evening, and not for the morning.
So the only thing that has to be changed is the Baruch Hu, because we don't have the Chatzis Kaddish yet, so the Baruch Hu has to be changed.
You have to study HaMelech very, very, very well, and then you know the rest.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and also, you know, but it's very simple. I can record it right now, the Baruch Hu, again. Baruch Hu et Adonai HaMevorach. Baruch Adonai HaMevorach Le'olam Evaren. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech.
עושה שלום ובורא את הכל.
Okay, or there's a slightly different nusach, but in the same manner.
Adonai Amorach L'olam V'ared Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Yotzer Eror Uvorei Choshech Oser Shalom Uvorei Et Hakol המאיר לארץ ולדעים עליה ברחמים ובטובו מחדש בכל יום תמיד מעשי וראשית מה רבו מעשיך אדוני כולם בחוכמה עשית מעלי הארץ ענייניך המלך המרומם לבדו מאז המשובח והמפואר והמתנשא ממות עולם אלוהי עולם ברחמך הרבים רחם עלינו אדון עוזנו צור משגבנו, מגן ישענו, משגב בדרנו. אל ברוך גדול דעה, הכין ופעל זוהרי חמה, טוב יצר כבוד לשמו, מאורות נתן, סביבות וזו פינות צבב קדושים רוממי שדי תמיד מספרים כבוד אל וקדושתו כאמור לעושי הורים גדולים כי לעולם חסדו אור חדש על ציון תאיר ונזכה כולנו מהרה לאורו ברוך אתה אדוני יוצר המאורות ברוך אתה אדוני יוצר המאורות
and for the end of the
we also recorded the Shabbat version later on
about the Khatima now much later after the
Lodovado? No. How do you say Magen Avraham?
Magen Avraham.
Isn't it before Lodovado?
Yes, but it's
entire
holiday.
All the brachot on the Shacharit, not on the Marib, on the Shacharit of the high holidays, that includes the Shema Uvirchotea, and the Amidah, all of them, and Tari Ram.
Yeah, but that is different than what we studied yesterday about the.
And that's different from the Regalim.
Yeah. Okay.
In the Regalim, it's different. But on high holidays, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, this is a special treatment of the Nusach to tell us that everything is so elevated and holy that all the ברכות in the Shema section that means ברוך אתה אדוני יוצר המאורות ברוך אתה אדוני הבוחר בעמו ישראל באהבה and ברוך אתה אדוני גאל ישראל are all ברוך אתה אדוני גאל ישראל yeah. Amen. All of them are in the same manner as you do in the, except that in the, it's simpler in the Shema. Ta la 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 la, ta la 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 la. And in the Amidah, ta la ta la la la, ta la 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 la. So in the Amidah, it's a little bit more elaborate, but still it has the same Amen. You opt for the congregation to sing Amen on all the brachot. הכל ידוחה, והכל ישבחוך, והכל יאמרו אין קדוש כאדוני, הכל ירוממו חסלה, יוצר הכל, האל הפותח בכל יום דלתות שערי מזרח. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm going to do it differently. Okay. Hakol yoducha, veakol yeshabechucha, veakol yomru ein kadosh kadonai. Hakol yeromemu chasela, yotzer hakol. Ha'el hapoteach bechol yom daltot shari mizrach. ובוקח חלוני רקיע, מוציא חמה ממקומה, ולבנה ממכון שיבתה. לאל אשר שבת מכל המעשים, ביום השביעי התעלה, וישב על כיסא כבודו. תפארת אתה, ליום המנוחה, עונג קרה ליום השבת. זה שבח של היום השביעי, שבו שבת אל מכל מלאכתו, ויום השביעי משבח ואומר, מזמור שיר ליום השבת, טוב להודות לאדוני. כאמור, לעושי אורים גדולים, כי לעולם חסדו. אור חדש על ציון תאיר, ונזכה כולנו מהרה לאורו. ברוך אתה, אדוני, יוצר המאורות. Now what I suggest that I do is put a little bit of editing into it, because this text is a little bit edited too. In other words, it's not exactly the traditional text, and therefore I should record it again in such a way that that it will fit exactly the text, okay. And not okay. This is a kind of on the spot.
Yeah.
And I think we should improve on it. Well, but you have any idea of it?
I constantly recognize that in my ear sounds like the Sukkot.
Exactly, yeah. That motif, ta-ri-ra-ri-ra-ram, is common to Shacharit of Rosh Hashanah, but in a different context. It's common to Shalosh Regalim, and especially Ata Oreta Ladat, and things like that in the Simchat Torah. Ta-ri-ra-ri-ra-ram, the Hodu and the Anna are also influenced by that. It links the holidays together.